Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 144 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. There's no way to enter the kingdom of heaven unless the life of God is living in you through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. This will be program number 246, and if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways on how to receive it. You can ask for a CD or a audio tape copy. It's free of charge. Postage and handling is free also. All right, now let's go to the throne of the living God and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for your word, because your word leads, guides, and directs us. We need to know, even today, even where we should live, even what we should eat and not eat. Your word says for us to pray over our food even, because there's so many poisonous things that are in the food. Heretics have poisoned food and ate that the poison that they poisoned themselves with and died attempting to prove that the word of God is true. But you told us not to tempt you, Father, not to tempt you at all, but there's enough poison in this world, in food, contamination, and these different companies are paying huge dollars to the government to not 86 their poisonous food, and people are eating these things and dying. And so I, from your word, caution everyone to pray over your food. This is why I love the Lord so much, as he gives us direction, and it's so sensible. No one is sensible in this entire world but you, Father, and that's why we should love your word, because it is a lamp unto the way we should go, the lamp unto our feet, is how to walk and where to walk, what to say, what not to say, what is truth and what is fallacy, what is real and that which is not real. Lord, anoint this service. Let everything that is said be directly from your mouth through me, that the people in the world that are listening to this program will be able to receive and understand everything that's being said, that their souls might be saved and that the church might be edified, Father, because you have shown us through your word that we're living in the very last days. And we have no certain dwelling place. Don't get yourself so established, if you're a Christian, in any certain place where you know exactly, you just put all your finances into one certain place. Because we're pilgrims in this world. We're just passing through. We're like sheep among wolves. And you don't want us to have a certain dwelling place on this earth, because our certain dwelling place is in the kingdom of heaven. And so we should live in the Spirit, by the Spirit, so that we can know when to move and when to stay. When the children of Israel were sent into Babylon because of their sins, you told them that they're going to be there for quite a while, to have sons and daughters and to build houses and to plant gardens and all these different things, because you knew, it was your word that told them that they're going to be there for a while, 70 years. You wanted them to replenish, to have children. The world Antichrist government doesn't want anybody to have children. Everything that you say, Father, they are against. And because of the fact that they're teaching everyone to rebel against your word, you state in your word that you're going to destroy them. Lord, I thank and praise you that you've given myself understanding and wisdom so that I don't wind up like them. And I praise and thank you, Father, for showing other people the truth. Because when we know the truth will set us free. This world is not our living place. This is we're not going to be here much longer. And we need to obey your word in order to survive. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so all we need to do is just realize that we don't need anybody but Jesus. We need one another. If we are a one body with Christ, then we need each other, but we all in Christ. If we have problems to settle, we go to the Word, and the Word settles it for us. We don't go to unsaved people that don't know what day it is, or they don't know the time that they're living in. But Jesus is all that we need for tomorrow. And I sang a song like that, and here I am singing, "Let Him Be All You Need."
Struggle and hurt gets you down. He won't be in your way, just around. If you're needing a shoulder when your feet are low, let Him be
the Lord. Let Him be all you need for tomorrow and today also. Amen?
Amen.
This is another day that the Lord has made, and this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and so let's make every bit of it count. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we're going to continue on a piece of literature that Susie and I wrote. Part of it was written while Susie was alive, and then the rest of it, I put it together with her words that she said before she died. And after she died, I wrote this tract with her words as well, called Framed. In these last days, they're going to railroad. They've been railroading people that are of the Lord, and people probably that are going to be of the Lord, into prison. And railroad you into the death chambers where they want to execute you. But we have the Lord. And if we're in the Spirit, God is going to guide us where to go and how long to stay there and what to do. And you don't have to worry about a thing. But the Lord says that His people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And God has all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you're banking on this world government, the media, and the Catholic cult, that the Bible says Satan is living in the Roman Empire, in the city of the Seven Hills. And the only ones there that we see that are living in the Roman Empire that could match what the Bible talks of the Antichrist is the Vatican. And so if you want to ignore that, that's your business. The Lord never forces you. So it's the Roman Catholic cult, the Roman Empire, the world government, its media. Now, they're totally against Jews. Why is the whole world so set against the Jewish people? It's because they were raised from the dead. We're a nation of people that have been raised from the dead. You can't figure us out, really, can you? We're a lot different than a Gentile because Gentiles have not been raised from the dead. We Jews came out of a dead woman's womb, Sarah, and a dead man's loins, Abraham. And so it doesn't make any difference how long ago that was. We're still Jews, those of us that are Jews. And you can be jealous all you want, but God said he was going to return us to his homeland, and he has in 1947 and 48, and that ended the Gentile dispensation of time. And instead of being jealous of us, you should listen to what we have to say, because we're only out after your best interest. We, because of the Lord raised us up to write the Bible and also to bring forth the Messiah. The Messiah was the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the root of Jesse, the lion from the tribe of Judah. He didn't come from Gentiles. He came from a resurrected race of people that there's none like us in the world. We are resurrected from a dead man and a dead woman, beyond the age of having children. And so we're supernatural. And there's a lot of us that are not of the Lord. Not Israel is Israel, the Bible says. But it's just something to how that when we are saved, because that Jesus proved that he was a Jew, because he was the first resurrected from the dead. The first one that was resurrected from the dead and ascended into the kingdom of heaven. He's the first. And if we want to be like him, if we want to live in the kingdom of heaven, then we must ask Jesus with his Father by the Spirit to enter our souls. And that way we are able to ascend up into the kingdom of heaven on the last day. Now, here's the piece of literature that Sue, who is also Jewish, and I wrote. Now, the reason we've been persecuted so much is just simple. All it does is show me that we're definitely supernatural beings, because there's no way that the Gentile nations would have been after us as much as they have if we weren't of the Lord. The Bible, Jesus said, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus. A lot of people go to church, but a lot of them that go to church are not godly. They think that every day is going to be the same, when in reality, if you're in the Spirit, you're going to be doing different things every day. That's what's so exciting about being a Christian, is that there's a new day. I see people get up and they're just full of drudgery, and they just everything is humdrum, and they think it's going to go on forever. These are the Gentiles. They just think everything is the same. Everything's going to be the same. But the Lord has different messages every day, in case you haven't noticed. But all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus said, they did it to me, and they're going to do it to you, if my Spirit is living in you, because you're the continuation of my incarnation on earth. You are, I am in you. You're not just flesh, like false prophet Jim Baker says. He says, we're flesh, we're flesh, we're flesh. We can sin, and we're still going to get... Jim Baker is a liar. Therefore, he thinks that he can be a homosexual. He thinks that he can have illicit love affairs with different people. But this is for your own sake, Jim. You must be born again, unless you've gone so far. The Lord has very precious words about you teaching people the wrong thing. Anyone that teaches people the wrong thing to rebel against God's word, he says, I'll destroy. So you people that are teaching false words regarding the Lord, God's going to destroy you sooner or later. Now, Tammy Faye does the same thing, and she's eaten up with cancer. You say, well, Susie died of cancer. Yes, she did, and I have told you that the reason for that was because she didn't want to witness and testify anymore, because so many of the people that we witnessed and testified turn out to be wicked. What they did is they came into the church after we led them to the Lord. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they received, we had the number one clothing store in the nation. It had the fanciest clothes, the best. And they got brand new boots. Their teeth were missing because they had taken so many drugs. They had hepatitis and everything. And we led them back to their health. And we got them new glasses because they couldn't see good. Put teeth in their head. And then they wanted a bus ticket to just take off after they got all fixed up. Well, you know, that's well and good. A lot of those people are dead now. But that doesn't give Susie the right to stop witnessing. He says, those that continue on to the end shall be saved. And those that continue on to the end are people that will be able to partake in the promises. Now, the Lord, we're in the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. People have to learn how to live the kingdom life rather than the humdrum everyday life. When I see people just lagging when they're getting up in the morning and laying around in their beds, and I know that they are not children of the kingdom because they're not fiery. They don't have the leading of the Lord. There's no excitement in their life because all they're thinking about is their carnal selves. And, of course, that doesn't bother me, but it should them, but they don't have enough sense to be bothered by that sort of thing. But Susie, I told her, Sue, we have to continue preaching the gospel. What do you care? If they get saved and we're doing what the Lord says, Jesus died for all sinners, even those that come against us. And some that use us, you know. But we are the victors because we have eternal life. They can mess up as much as they want to, but if we don't mess up, well, then we're going to be the victors in the last day. We're going to raise from the dead, and we're going to be in the kingdom of heaven. Now, you've got this cancer, Susie, and one of the promises of the Lord in the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven is that we'll be healed. And she said, I can't help it, Tony. I just can't help it. I can't take any more of this. And then these people, we see them on television talking bad about us after we've done all those things for them. And I says, what does it matter? I mean, it doesn't really make any difference. Definitely, we can overcome these things. But why? I don't want you to die. She says, I can't help. I said, what about me? I says, I don't want to live without you. I don't want to be without you. You're my other half. I mean, my best half. Come on, at least let me go out and witness and testify. And she said, the news media will come in. I said, I'll do the interviews. I'm not afraid of them. And she says, you're too porky. I mean, you come on too strong. They're going to crucify you. I says, I'm not worried about being crucified. The Lord was crucified, and I'm not better than him. So any of you people out there, like Tammy Faye Baker, you've got cancer, but you're, preaching homosexuality, that you're flesh, and that no one's perfect, when the Bible plainly states that all those that live godly in Christ Jesus are perfect. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, it says there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That means if we're in the Spirit, there's no condemnation to us. And if there's no condemnation, if we can still get into heaven, then we are perfect. And so all you false prophets out there that are teaching that we can't be perfect, well, then that's sad for you because you're going to go into hell. We have to. We must be perfect to get into heaven. Well, anyway, I'll leave you with that little amount. And then, Jeannie, you're going to read something here from the this piece of literature called Framed. I've been framed so many times, and they've tried to frame me, but I'm still in the Spirit. I'm still praising the Lord. I still have joy. Unspeakable. It's unspeakable joy. Peace and joy. There's no peace or joy in this world unless you're in Jesus. So I pray that you'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can have peace in this world of turmoil with all these insiders doing all the filthy things that they're doing. I pray that you'll accept the Lord today and have peace, happiness, joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. All right, let's continue on. We started this yesterday, but now we're going to continue on.
How Satan hated Susie for making that decision.
Okay, now the decision, if you heard the first tape on this, you'll know that she made a decision to continue on counseling the Christians that were already in the church. And if there was somebody that came and wanted to be in the church and they seemed sincere, some of them seemed so sincere at first, and then they just fall away. You know, so this is the decision that she made, that she wouldn't go and get to get operated on, that she'd just forget about being operated on and just stay in the ministry. Because at that time, I was young in the ministry. I was a new Christian. This time, it was only, you know, like she had this cancer after we were married, and it took 17 years for her to die. But so I don't know at which point this, I think we were married, and I was in the ministry for about 7 years at this point. Okay, I've been in the ministry now 42 years, but this is around 7 years when she made that decision. We went to a doctor, a woman doctor, and she said, you have to have an operation. All these health food nuts and health food stores would say, don't get operated. The minute that you open that up, it's going to spread very fast throughout your body. I know now that they are liars. Because when she didn't have it opened up, she died. But since then, there are several people in the church that had cancer, and I told them, cut it out immediately. One is Dennis Hagen, and he is still alive, and he's had several children since I told him to have that operation. And then there's others since then. Mrs. Broderick, who had cancer in the breast, let's cut it off, and she's still alive. And so if you have cancer, get it cut out. That's the best way. And if you have cancer, consider, are you doing everything that the Lord said? Because he said he'll heal you. As a matter of fact, he said you're already healed. Now, if somebody says, I'm going to give you, you want $1 million, and somebody says, I've already put $1 million in the bank for you. You just have to receive it, and you don't do it. That's on you. Well, the Lord says it's already in the bank. You've been healed. And if you'll receive it, the healing will take place as long as you're doing all the things that the Lord tells you to do. Now, the Word of God is Jesus. He says that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, believe on the whole Word of God, and thou shalt be saved, and thou shalt be healed, and thou shalt be prosperous. And you'll be able to cast out devils out of people because it's the power in you. Those signs, and you'll be able to lay hands on people and pray, and they will be healed. They'll recover. And these are some of the signs that follow those that believe. You'll be able to call on God in all sorts of situations. You'll be able to raise the dead. I didn't know for sure on that. I saw it in the scriptures. And one day a bunch of people came over to my little cottage over at our number 5 property and said one of the men, a car fell on him and he's dead. And could you come and pray for him that he'd be raised from the dead? And I thought, oh man, these are all young Christians. Lord, you've got to raise this man from the dead or they'll lose faith. And so I got myself dressed and they come to the door again. Sir, are you coming or not? I said, look, if he's dead, and if God's going, it doesn't make any difference if I brush my teeth, does it? Right?
Right.
I says, if God's going to raise him from the dead, that doesn't matter. I can even trim my toenails if I want to. Right?
Right.
So I went clear across the field to where, on Sierra Highway, Saugus, California, at our number 5 property. And he was laying there. And I listened to his heart, but there was nothing coming out of him. And I put a little mirror under his nose, and there was no vapor coming out of him. And I left it there for a long time. And I tried to find a pulse, and they said, he's dead. And I said, well, the Lord said that the signs, these signs will follow those that believe. In the meantime, I'm saying under my breath to the Lord, don't let me down, Lord, because if you let me down, you're letting these people down. I said, in the name of Jesus, raise up from the dead. And the man immediately started, he jumped up and he says, why is everybody staring at me? And I said, and they all were saying, you were dead. And he said, get out of here. You were dead. And he just wouldn't believe it. And you want to know something? About a week later, he left the church. That's gratitude for you, right? What happened is this big vehicle fell down on him and crushed him and killed him. But I thank and praise the Lord, you know? So whether he left the church or not, he was dead, and everybody saw that miracle. And there was a lot of people, and he was laying there without any breath in him for probably about 10 minutes before they came and got me, came to get me. And then it took me about 10 or 15 minutes to get to him, and they saw no life in him at all. He was dead. And now he's alive. But then he fell away from the Lord, and so he's really dead spiritually now. That's where you don't want to be. Okay, now let's start reading. So the devil hated the fact that Susie just continued ministering to the church rather than going in and getting an operation and then a span of time to rehabilitate. She did that. So Satan hated that. Okay, so continue on.
And how he still hates Tony and the brothers and sisters here at the church today. Satan threw everything he had at Susan, at Tony, and at this church. He used one government agency after another to bring false accusations against us, dragging us from one courtroom to another.
Right, and we're going to read some literature here written by an FBI man that infiltrated into our church. He came into the church so that he could bring false accusations against us, and then he got saved while he was in the church and told all about how the government had sent him into our church to bring false accusations against us, and he got saved. Sort of like John Peeler. John is, as far as I know, has never been in the church, but he read one of my pieces of literature, and he called another Pearl Harbor, and he said that it sent chills in him because he realized that this was a true ministry when he read that. And that he said, but I hadn't even touched the tip of the iceberg, because he admitted that he was involved in the Waco massacre, the bombing at the federal building in Oklahoma City, and also the World Trade Center. He said it was all insiders. We FBI people and the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and other agencies were involved in all these things. And so that gave them the... Then they said it was these people from Iraq. And I know that I'm coming again, you know, saying the exact opposite of what the news media is, but the news media is Satan's mouth, and you shouldn't believe anything that they say, with the exception if somebody got hit by a car and they're saying that, okay? Because you can verify that, and that makes them look semi-honest. Or there's an election going on, or an earthquake that happened someplace, or a tsunami. Then you can believe that. But anything that they're saying in regard to the Bible or anything that has to do with your soul, don't believe them. Okay, then what?
24 hours before Susie's death, while she was in a coma, federal marshals marched into her room at the hospital. They began pulling her bed out of the room with her IV, saying they were there to pick her up so she could testify in court. It was through the valiant efforts of Dr. Hoag at the Oral Roberts Hospital in Tulsa that their evil mission was stopped. After 2.5 hours of his pleading to the judge by phone that Susan Alamo could not testify and would probably be dead by morning, the judge finally gave in.
Right, and that judge got cancer right at that time. And I called him up because the Bible says to overcome evil by doing good for him. So I called him and said, Judge, if you need any help, you know, I know, I hear you've got cancer. And if you need anybody to run errands for you, well, then we'll provide people to help you. Or if you need anything, just let me know. And he says, Tony, he says, you know, I'm doing fine. I've got my own church. And, you know, I've got this cancer, you know, overcome. It was no more than a month or two after that he died. And I'm sure that unless the Lord, somehow he got right with the Lord before that, his soul is in hell right now. You say you're judging? No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. And we can use, we are commanded to use the Bible to judge everything, and even ourselves, because when we stand before the judgment bar of God, we better know that we lived a life according to the judgment of the Lord. If we don't, God's not going to have any mercy on you. Because if you don't have mercy enough to keep the commandments of the Lord, then God's not going to have mercy on you to let you enter heaven. Okay, go ahead.
After Susan's death that evening, the news media had a field day. They mocked her funeral, mocking our church for closing our businesses while we were in mourning. It made Pastor Alamo and the rest of us see how really true the Bible is.
Well, we knew that before. I knew it before, but it really came home when that happened. Then what else?
The Lord said that devilish people...
They were playing the Everly Brothers, who are friends of mine, their record, Wake Up Little Susie, and laughing and joking about it. And those people, many of them, I know they were radio announcers. They're dead now also. Okay, don't play with God's people. Okay, then what else?
The Lord said that devilish people in the last days would do these kind of evil things. Although the world said we were finished and our work would fold up, it didn't realize this work was founded on the Word of God.
And it was a supernatural work. They were just recently saying that I was dead and that the work is defunct now and all that, when in reality we're all over the world now. They said, I'm defunct, and the Word of God is defunct, and it's the ministry is over with. No, you people of the world government are over with. The Bible says that you are condemned, and you people that are the world government, the Antichrist Church, and the media, you're finished. You're finished, and I'm going to live on forever in heaven. Okay, you're finished. You're over with. I want you to know that unless you repent. And some of you are not going to repent because you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and there's no forgiveness for that in this world or in the world to come. Now keep going.
Our work is truly sent from God. When one servant goes to God's paradise where everything is perfect and joyful and no wickedness exists, other bold, faithful servants are sent by the Lord to continue his work. We have prepared and fortified our hearts to fight Satan harder and stronger despite the intense persecutions that have followed. The Lord has used us to wake up a lot of the world. The Lord has given Pastor Alamo many messages from the Word of God, which we have published and distributed by the hundreds of millions. We have received letters of support and encouragement from thousands of Christian pastors and laymen around the world. As the Lord says in Exodus 1:12, quote, "The more they afflicted them, God's people, the Hebrew children, the more they multiplied and grew," unquote. God is adding many godly helpers, people with different abilities, and people in many other lands. The word of God, like a flame of fire, is sweeping the earth. Quote, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Unquote.
See, it's very hard for a woman eaten up with cancer for 17 years to carry on and work, even if she wanted to. But what she did, she didn't just sit idle. She built the Georgia Ridge. She told me what to do up there, and I built it. And she says, you know, we can go out witnessing and testifying, but we can't carry our babies out on the street. It's a real good thing for us to establish some houses and a nice place for people to live. One half of them can go out and witness and testify and distribute literature, and while the other half is resting. Then when they come in, the other half goes out, and they have a home, a place to go to. And so even though it's not a certain dwelling place, because some of the sins of the people that were in the church, not all of them were sinners, but some of them, what happened was the property got taken away. And that also showed us that Susie, thank God Susie was not here when all that happened and when I went to prison, because I wouldn't want her to have gone through that. When you have cancer, it really is your nerves are shot and everything, and it's hard for you to go on. But I don't have cancer. And, you know, I'm going to, as the Bible tells us, I'm going to continue on to the end. Because only those that continue on serving the Lord to the end, and those that weary not in well-doing, are going to be saved. Don't weary in well-doing, and make sure that you continue doing well for the Lord to the very end of your life. All right?
Amen.
Go ahead.
The Holy Alamo Christian Church Consecrated is Susan Alamo's work following her. The government and the news media keep stating that I, Tony Alamo, said I would raise Susan from the dead. I never said that. No one can furnish a tape or any of my writings stating such a sacrilegious thing.
No, I can't raise any. When I prayed for that man, I prayed that God would raise him up from the dead, and God did. Amen?
Amen.
And I prayed because I loved Susie more than anybody I ever loved in my life. And I prayed to the Lord that he would raise her up, because I don't put it past the Lord. The Bible says, why should it seem a thing impossible that God could raise the dead? Mm-hmm. God made us all out of the dirt of the ground. And the Bible says that everyone's going to be raised from the dead in the last day. Amen?
Amen.
So why would it seem impossible for God to raise the dead? He can do whatever he wants to. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so there are many of the Apostle Paul raised a person from the dead. And there are other people that have done the same thing, but it's not them that did it. It is, it was the Spirit of the Lord. And I prayed, but Susie told me before she died, she says, Tony, I'm going to die. And she says, you know, like, it doesn't make any difference if you pray for me to be healed. I'm going to die. Because the Lord told me, and she said, I'm going to be gone for quite a while. And she says, and then God's going to raise me from the dead, and we're going to be the two witnesses. And many people came to us during the time that we were married and told us, we're the two witnesses. And the two witnesses are going to be the most hated people on the face of the earth. People are going to send presents to one another like it's a holiday when they are killed and they're laying in the street. and then on the third day they're raised up from the dead and they ascend into heaven the very same way that Jesus ascended into heaven in a cloud. And there's going to be an earthquake and people are going to be frightened out of their wits. And I says, Sue, you know, are we? Before she told me that, just before she died, I said, are we the two of us? She says, Tony, those people have to be so consecrated that did that. And no one would want to be one of the two witnesses because, you know, they are going to go through so much fire that no one would want to be the two. I said, well, I don't want to, but I mean, are we? And she says, well, I said, I don't care what I am. I just want to be whatever the Lord wants me to be. And if I am one of them, I wouldn't mind knowing. Well, the two witnesses are Enoch, who came back because he never died. He went into the kingdom of heaven, and he came, and the spirit of Enoch came into a person on this earth, and his wife. Those are the two witnesses. Now, a lot of people that don't know the Bible very well say it's Elijah and Enoch. But Elijah, Jesus said, was John the Baptist. So he's been back, and he did die. Because it's appointed unto all people, once to die, they have to die, and that's it. And then the judgment. They don't come back again. There's no reincarnation. Okay, so let's continue on.
What I said was that I prayed God would raise her from the dead, because God, who has done such things before, has never changed. His infinite power is the same today as it was from before the beginning of time. He can and will do that. As a matter of fact, he will one day raise everyone from the dead.
And you people that are Christians out there, and you've heard about Wigglesworth and all that, I've heard about that too. But I don't know if that's true or not. I know that there's a man in the Philippines, I believe it was, there, a man came to our church and he had newspaper articles from over there. And there was a guy that had been buried for a long time. And the Lord told him to dig this person up. And he had to get permission from the government. And he says, God is going to raise him from the dead. And so he was going to dig him up. But he said, no, the government says you can't do that. And finally, after about a year, they allowed him to do it, and the press was there because they wanted to mock the gospel. And all the press from all over the world was there, just from everywhere. And so they had people there with these suits on where they couldn't be contaminated. And all of a sudden, they dug up this grave and brought it up, and the cameras were rolling, and the people, photographers, were there. And they opened up the casket, and they had these gas masks on, you know, to get away from the fumes. And he grabbed this 80% rotted body and says, he mentioned his name, he says, Brother Rip, rise up from the dead in the name of Jesus. And he pulled him up, and the man's flesh came alive on him. It looked just like a baby's flesh. And the man stood up. And all the press that was there fell down on their knees, hands and knees, and started praising God. And they all got saved. And this man made it his life work to go to all the different churches. He came to our church in Los Angeles on Sierra Highway and told us of that and showed us all the proof. So this has happened. It happens here and there all over the world. All right? So, I mean, I love the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And all things are possible. Only believe. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, then let's continue on.
As a matter of fact, he will one day raise everyone from the dead, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting damnation. The government and the news media will do anything that they can to make us look as though we are heretics or some kind of cult.
Fanatics, you know. Then what?
In reality, we are the most sound, fundamental, Orthodox Christian church in the world.
And the world system, they're fanatics for Satan. You know, that's what you just turn it around on. They're the fanatics for Satan. If I am a fanatic for the Lord, Well, that makes me in good standing with the Lord. I'm not a fanatic. I'm sound in my doctrine.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The media has poisoned people's minds about born-again Christians. They, the media and government, are the ones spreading the evil lies given to them by the spirits of evil and darkness. Quote, and there was given unto him, the one world government, a mouth, the press and news media, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power, destructive power, was given unto him to continue 42 months, unquote. The world needs to remember that there is no life-giving power in the lies that they are receiving today. There is no life-giving power in false doctrine of any kind. The power of life exists only in the Word of God. The world has seen our church stand firm and grow despite the tremendous persecution and the false allegations against us.
That is the sign that we're of the Lord. So they keep trying to destroy us, and they use federal government, state government, county government, and local government to try to do it. They've tried everything. Wait till you hear a piece of literature that we have here regarding Joseph Taliaferro and some of the other testimonies we have. You must stay tuned so you can hear how God has been with us and has put everyone down that tried to destroy us. Okay, keep going.
They have seen one miserable cult after another that was sent into our country by Rome's one-world government disappear as we have consistently increased. As Paul's teacher of the law, Gamaliel, stated, quote, if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God.
Now, what you people are doing is you're fighting against God. Just like God raised the Jews from the dead, from a dead man's body and a dead woman's womb, you know, this work is of the Lord. You're not going to destroy it. You are going to be destroyed if you attempt to destroy it. You're fighting God. Okay, then what?
Susan was right. They framed Tony by using many threatened and paid liars in the courtroom, as well as the government and their partner, the Cult Awareness Network, stealing all of our books, records, and receipts so that we wouldn't have evidence to prove Tony's innocency.
Well, this was the IRS case. They tried me on 100 different cases and accused me of maybe 1,000 different things and they never stuck. They never won. Except the IRS, because they paid witnesses, former followers of or people that had been in our church to lie. And so I went to prison for the gospel's sake. I was framed, railroaded into prison, which I still praise and thank the Lord for, because I knew that he had something for me to do in there. And so, you know, rejoice. Count it all joy. Because the prophets before me went through the same thing, even Jesus. Jesus and Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Apostle Paul, and the prophets were all jailbirds. Very few of us belong to that exclusive club of jailbirds. I'm glad I belong to the same club as the prophets, the apostles, and especially Jesus. He went to jail for the gospel. And on false charges. He was railroaded. He was framed. All of them were. Okay, and so, but we're happy. Praise the Lord. How about you? I think you people out there in Radio Land, there's a bunch of you that are just foaming at the mouth right now because you're so angry because you can't fight God and win. So, nah, nah, nah. Okay, what else?
Although the government was 254 days past the statute of limitations and a magistrate dismissed the first three-year charge, a judge in Memphis went ahead with the prosecution anyway, knowing the government framework was in place. Tony Alamo is not guilty of failing to file taxes or tax fraud. A true Christian work is biblically tax-exempt. The same thing they're doing today with the Christians is what was done in Poland and Czechoslovakia and in Germany with the Jews.
But see, even if we weren't tax exempt, we still wouldn't have owed anything because we spent money. We had all the write-offs, hundreds of times more than we needed. They just made up that they were bringing all other accusations besides the tax thing. You wouldn't have known it was a tax thing. They were saying that I had committed some kind of, what do they call this? Just one thing after another. Like when I was 18 years old, 17 or 18, there was, it just goes on. And it was false. And I proved it in court that it was false, but they just went on to something else. They never quit. And we never quit either, you people. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone that quits, the Lord has no love in his heart for you. He's not pleased with you if you quit. So don't quit. No matter how bad it seems, God will deliver you if you just let him bite the bullet and go through it. Amen?
Amen.
If you think you've got it rough, think about the people in hell. They wish to God they would have went through these little trials and tribulations here on earth. Okay, continue on.
It's by the same people. The news media and government made the persecuted individuals look as though they were evil, low-class human beings, just as they are doing today, to today's Christians, so that the general public applauded when these condemned individuals were herded into the gas chambers or burnt with their children at Waco. That's what they do to every person or class of people that they target. Susan and I, as well as the redeemed and faithful members of our worldwide church, have the victory in Jesus, our Savior, forever. By having victory in Jesus, I mean we are still possessors of our souls by his power. Satan fought hard to get them, but he lost miserably. We have never lost the faith, nor have we lost our zeal or any other part of God's armor. We also have not lost our will to do the will of God.
Why should we, when we have everything? We belong to the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. Salvation is ours. We're saved. If the breath goes out of our body, if they kill us, we still have victory. They made my day because I'll be in heaven. And out of this crazy, kooky, weirdo mud ball. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you're just so crazy and kooky out there. Okay, then what?
We have fought a good fight. Susie and the many thousands of souls that she won by preaching Christ's salvation into them have finished the course and received their crowns of life. Those of us who remain in this spiritual war called Armageddon between God and Satan for the soul of man don't have much longer to wait till we too are given our place in that heavenly paradise which God has promised to those who are faithful. The paradise of God is given to the redeemed of God. It is said that, quote, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, unquote.
Okay, so if you love him, keep his commandments. The Lord says, a person that says that they love me and keep not my commandments are liars, and the truth is not in him. So I see my time is up, and so do you love the Lord? I mean, do you love the thought, the knowledge? I mean, God will show you for sure. If you study his word, you won't know what's right or wrong if you don't study his word, because only his word tells you the truth of what's right and wrong, and how to, it shows you the straight and narrow path that you must walk in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, and it shows you how to have the power, the Spirit of God living in you. The first step is to ask the Lord to enter you, and when he does, he'll know it. So say these words so that you can have the power of God in you, so that you can walk the straight and narrow, so that you have the power of God in you to keep his commandments. Otherwise, you'll never have that power. You know, people make New Year's resolutions, and they never keep them because they don't have the power of God in them. This is not New Year's resolution. This is for your life, your immortality, your life in heaven, and to be able to stay out of hell. So say these words to the Lord and mean them, because only if you mean them will he enter into you. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart now, and I invite you into my heart right now, Lord. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. I know because your word is true, and your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, tell them four ways that they can receive a copy of program number 246. It is, please specify whether you want a CD or a audio tape, and everything is paid for, even the shipping and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear the victorious testimonies of this church. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. So let's all of us become part of the Christian Army. Onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one. With the cross of Jesus, go.